Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, excuse me. I'm John Ryan, your host, and my co-host is Ann Hirsch today.
Yes.
And what I want to do is get to the question that Ann just asked with a short answer from Ron, because it's only pertaining to a few people. But before we do that, Ron, would you give out your phone number if somebody would like to get on your email list?
Sure.
And get the information as you send out periodically?
Sure. We have a monthly Elder Law Review that we're happy to send out by email. Just call my office to get on the list, 516-466-4422.
Okay. 516-466-4422. Perfect. Thank you, Ron.
Sure. Well, Ann, you brought up a great point. And it's not until May. It's actually until the end of this month, the end of April. And the strategy is called file and suspend. So it's where you have to be at least 66 years of age or older. So let me give the example of a husband who's 66, and he files for Social Security now. You know, you might wait till age 70. You get 8% more per year if you wait. But what he would do is file if he's age 66 and have his wife start to receive benefits. But he suspends his Social Security and gets that increase until age, let's say, 70. You get quite a bit more. I know that Social Security sends me a letter. I'm 65, and at age 66, I think I'd be getting $2,600, but I get about $1,000 more at age 70 just by waiting.
By waiting it out.
An extra couple of years, which for me makes a lot of sense. But anyway, an individual would suspend his benefits. Let's say the husband would. The wife would continue to get benefits, and the husband would then get his benefits at age 70 and get quite a bit more. And that's basically the gist of the file and suspend. But it's for a very limited population. You must be 66 years of age or older. And it's only for the next couple of weeks until the end of April this year, 2016. So it's a very limited class. But if you fit within that class, I suggest you speak to your accountant, your financial advisor, or your attorney, and you better act very quickly.
Right, absolutely.
Does this also include, let's say, a widow who has been working up until the age 66, then she has a salary but didn't really collect on the husband, decides she will collect on the marriage, and then holds off on her own until she's 70 and then can be reviewed?
Good question. I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure of the answer.
Right, okay. What do you think, Ann? Have you looked into that?
That's my situation.
Oh, okay, okay.
In that my husband passed away when he was 45, and being a tax lawyer, he, I guess, had made calculations but didn't calculate to pass away at 45
right.
years
we
old.
We have a tax lawyer on staff, and we will get you the answer.
Well, I qualify that way because
oh, you did.
When I went through it, actually it was Social Security who advised me and, you know, told me that was an option that I could look into and decided that I would collect on the marriage and then I will hold off until I am 70 when I will then look at my income and then be reviewed in that manner.
Wow.
And you bring up a very good point. Social Security has an amazing website, and you could actually just call Social Security and get some very good answers. It's one of the governmental departments that actually really has their act together, in my opinion. So I'm glad that you'd mentioned calling them and getting a good answer.
And they're excellent in that if there is a long wait and they say, you know, let us know what your number is and we will call you back, they do call you back. And if you are applying for Social Security, they'll even set up appointments at a certain time. They're very, very good about
wow.
it. So they really do extend themselves.
Yeah. And the point here, which we always try to make on this show, is seniors have to be proactive. You took this upon yourself. You made a phone call and now you're the beneficiary of something that if you just waited and got your own Social Security, you'd be out thousands of dollars.
Correct.
And now you're benefiting, not illegally, you're benefiting from the system.
And it's,
but who knows the system 100%? Right. That's the problem.
It's helpful in that I'm getting something now, but when I do turn 70, that's a few years down the road, I get some form of an increase, which will also help me on a cost of living basis.
Right.
You know, standards change, and it's nice to have a little bit more knowing that at 70, there will be some form of an increase.
And that's guaranteed. So that's important when you're making some sort of a plan, you know, X number of years down the road, how much more per month you can live off.
It's guaranteed at the moment.
Well, okay. Well, let's not go there,
all
please.
All right,
please. How about some other tips for seniors?
All right. Well,
we're giving plenty of good senior tips. We haven't gotten anybody a job so far today, but we are
advising
them. But
we're going to work on the job now. Okay. But I think, and the point that you bring up, pick up the phone, call Social Security, and ask them, what can I do? You know, I'm a widow. And it just, that's the thing. Pick up the phone. They're excellent. They're excellent.
And they will give you options and tell you what is within the frame of what you can do.
Right. Okay. So let me talk about some tips.
Absolutely.
If a senior is looking for a job. So number one, make sure it's something you're passionate about. Because look, you may have been in a job in the past. You haven't been passionate about it. Now's the time to do something that you'd really love. I always would think about it, and I come back to, and it's my dream, because I love what I do. Absolutely love what I do as an elder law attorney, a financial advisor, estate planning attorney. It's fun. I just think it's fun and creative. But I do have this musical side, and I would love to work in a recording studio. It's just always been a dream. So if I retire, that's what I would look for. But make sure you're passionate about it, number one. I would say don't go into that interview, I don't know how to say it any other way, looking like a schlep, you know, because you haven't gotten up in the morning for a while. And, you know, make sure you look well, you're well-groomed, and practice. Have a great resume. No typos, not one typo on that resume. And emphasize your skills. Because as we age, we have skills that other people don't have. It might be the ability to speak well, whatever it might be. What I found sometimes lacking in seniors is the ability to use a computer well and the various programs. So make sure if the job entails this, in fact, most jobs do, even in a recording studio, you need to work the computer because they have all of these programs with regard to music and how to produce music, et cetera. It's almost all computer-oriented, believe it or not. Used to be levers. Now it's all on a screen. But if the job pertains to using a computer, Microsoft Word, Excel, or PowerPoint, there are classes out there all the time. And the easiest thing to do is to take an online class. And believe it or not, I do this on occasion just to brush up on my Word skills because we have a program for all my employees where Microsoft Office gets upgraded anytime there's a new release. So it gets upgraded all the time, and we need to stay on top of it. And so just do it online. But if you're not computer savvy enough to even do it online, then you could actually just buy a disk that you stick in the computer or just go to a class. I don't want to mention names. I don't think I should. But there are a lot of these classes out there. It might cost $100 where you sit down in front of a computer and they'll teach you how to do Excel, how to do Word, how to do PowerPoint, a basic, intermediate, and advanced.
Okay. And
Adult Education is a wonderful resource. And some of the libraries on occasion will also advertise something that they are doing, which is very nice. The librarians are outstanding in assistance in these areas. So something like that is also doable.
Right. And I would venture to say that many employers, such as myself, because I'm on both sides of this, would ask for I used to call it a typing test, but a computer skills test.
Right, okay.
So again, if the individual is age 80 or 30. We just want to make sure that they know how to use the proper program.
Just to throw in something also, at the Yes We Can Center in the town of North Hempstead, on occasion they have computer skill classes. So you have to pay attention, but it's important. So you can wind up getting them for free. Or, as Ron said, if you're looking for a job, $100 investment in yourself is the way you should start off anyway. It's not a matter, we're not saying $20,000 in order to get a job. For $100, learn how to use the computer properly if you really are sincere about looking for that specific position.
Absolutely. You know. And I think the next tip, and I think this is huge, if you're going into an interview with any company, whether it's big or small, the internet is an amazing place. Find out about that company in advance. What's the mission statement for that company? It's likely online. What does that website look like? What are they promoting? If you know the vision and your values are in line with the vision of that company, you'd feel better working there. And then you're going to go into that interview being pumped up, psyched. You'll know, to be quite honest, what they're looking for in advance because you did your research beforehand. And I think that's one of the biggest pieces of advice. Don't just walk in cold.
Right.
Find out as much as you can about the organization and then take it one step further. Find out about the individual who's going to be interviewing you. So online, look at LinkedIn or their Facebook page, and you'll find out their hobbies, what they're like as human beings, so that you could connect with that individual, not just the company, which is very important, but the individual who's going to be interviewing you. I had one client that came in, and we just started to talk about this topic because she was looking for a job, and she said, you know, I know everything about the company and the person that's interviewing me to a T, and I know I'm going to connect with this person. And that was a lesson. That's something I never forgot.
You know what it is, and it's so true, because a little bit more new agey in concept, you don't let that person steal any energy from you. When you're going into a room and you feel like you're on equals, then I'm going to talk to Ann or I'm going to talk to Ron as a friend. If I'm going into the room saying, oh, they're in charge of me, you're draining yourself already.
Right.
And I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about Ann. It's terrible. You're 100% right. You get to know the person, even though you're not going to meet them until the interview. You like fishing. Oh, I'm a fish. And all of a sudden, you've gone on a tangent, but it's an important one because I'm saying this is a nice guy.
Right.
Or I don't like sports. But then we understand that, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's human connection.
Right. Do I have time for one more tip?
Quick.
Okay, very quick. You want to practice your spiel.
Okay.
You want to sound self-assured. You want the interviewer to know that you have self-esteem. So go in there, practice what you're saying, what you're going to say, and just feel good about it. Tape record it and listen to how your voice sounds. Are you speaking with passion? Do you sound confident, et cetera? And you could hear this if you tape record yourself. And that's what I advise my clients to do if they're going on a job interview.
It's very true. And we're done. It flies. These segments fly. Ron, I want to thank you so much for being here. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. When we come back, I'm going to give Ron's number out again for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.